Oh, that looks perfect. Yeah.
My name is Joanne Weiss. We're here decorating today. We have new garlands this year. As you'll see, there's a lot of musical instruments on these garlands. Austria is a completely musical country. So many composers on our wall over here shows the number of composers that have come out of Austria. The other thing that we particularly have is the creche, the manger scene. Their custom being a highly Catholic country, their focus is going to midnight mass.
I wish I could find the display.
My name is Kathy Novak. I'm vice chair of the Hungarian Room Committee.
So you're Hungarian yourself?
Yes, both my parents are full-blooded Hungarian, both deceased, unfortunately. But the traditions have been carried down, you know. It's like it's always tradition to go to your midnight mass, if possible, if it's still offered. Since Hungary was always a poor country, they just used whatever they had to decorate their tree. So like it was things from the yard, you know, the walnut tree and the candles and fresh fruit, you know, that they would have. And then any handmade embroidered ornaments that the women would make in the different counties.
My name is Dale Richards. I'm the co-chairman of the Welsh Room. Very simple. Welsh people back then, when they had the chapels, they did not decorate other than holly and ivy and candles. No Christmas trees, because they prayed and they sang.
Bob Dayton.
Reverend Bob Dayton.
Conservative Welsh church that came along after the Reformation. There were other nonconformist churches in Great Britain as well, and the nonconformist churches would have no representation in the church at all, not even a cross. No stained glass windows. If this was to be a traditional nonconformist Christmas church, there actually wouldn't be any of this stuff. There'd be absolutely nothing. Because actually, some of the nonconformist churches didn't even recognize Christmas. They didn't recognize any holidays. There were 52 Sabbaths, and that was enough.
Yeah, the extension cord over there, Suzanne. We have to go look in the box there.
How many Germans does it take to decorate a tree?
Good.
My name is Dr. Bela Potter, and I'm the chairman of the German Nationality Room. My grandparents came from Germany and Hungary to Pittsburgh. So we decorate in the German style tradition with all the evergreens and pines, and of course, with Martin Luther, who's the one who put, you know, the Christmas tree as the symbol of Christmas, and with candles. Now they're electric candles instead of the real ones. In our American culture has German influences for hundreds of years, right? For example, we have the Advent wreath I'm going to hang up on the light. You know, many Christian churches, Catholic and Lutherans, have the Advent wreath counting the 4 weeks of Advent right up through Christmas time. So a lot of our traditions in America have a lot of German roots, actually.
We're supposed to sing German songs, but Christmas songs, but we're so busy.
What, you know the words still? Yeah,
we Überall die meisten die Wörter, aber hol der Knabe im lockigen Haar, schlaf in Himmel. Okay, I remember.
Stille Nacht, heilige Nacht, alle schläft einsam wach, nur das Trotte hoch heilige Paar, alle Knabe in lockigen Haar.
Schlaf in himmlischer Ruhe.